Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're live right now for the purpose of allowing you to be a part of the broadcast, to pose your question, or seek direction for your real-life issue. So we invite your calls now to 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. That's called Basic Gospel, and it intersects with your life every day. Call now, 1-800-677-9377. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Thank you, Bob. It's Freedom Month here at Basic Gospel. Ran across this quote. I think it really sets the stage for what we will be talking about this entire month. It's by Robert Capon. It's from his book, Between Noon and Three. And I was just really impressed with this. He says, one of the problems with any authentic pronouncement of the gospel is that it introduces us to freedom. Now, that shouldn't be a problem, but it is, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Because freedom is a very scary word. We want it. We long for it. But then when it's offered to us, when it's delivered to us, we oftentimes don't know what to do with it. There was a study a number of years ago. It began in 2005. And this group decided to look at a number of prisoners that were released that year. And so they followed 405,000 prisoners released back into society in 2005. Here's the alarming statistics. An estimated two-thirds were arrested for a new crime within 3 years of their release from prison, and then 77% were arrested within 5 years. What's the problem there? Freedom. We don't know how to handle it. That's where legalism comes in and starts saying, here's what you need to do. And legalism enslaves us all over again. But what we want to talk about this month is what true, genuine freedom in Christ is all about. What does it look like? How do we truly experience it? Why can we not fear it but truly embrace it? I think this is going to be a very, very practical month for our listeners, and we're going to explore the depths of this subject. And let's begin today with this question: what does freedom mean to you? So if you have an opinion on that, if you have some thoughts, some ideas as to what freedom means, we invite you to call right now at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that number is 1-800-677-9377.
Indeed, we are into the month of July, and of course only 3 days away from Independence Day here in the U.S., and now through midnight this Sunday you have the opportunity to purchase some very, very resourceful resources, I should say, from Basic Gospel resources at 40% off the regular price. A wonderful opportunity, friends, for you to pick up these at a huge discount, share them with family and friends, and read them and take advantage of them yourself. So go online to store.basicgospel.net. Look around. You can see all the resources that are available as we celebrate Freedom Month here at Basic Gospel.
Yes,
and as Bob said, open lines right now at 1-800-677-9377. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Welcome back, Richard Piper.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
let's start in O'Fallon, Missouri, and talk with our good friend Brad, listening to us on the Internet. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad.
How you doing? Hey, welcome back, Richard. I'm glad you found your way.
Yeah, it was hard. Although there's no difference between Colorado and Texas functionally.
Of course. Yeah, that's true. But anyway, as Bob mentioned, you know, this week is Independence Week. And, you know, yes, I do thank God for our independence in this country. And one thing about it is our freedoms here in this country are being threatened. And every day they're being taken away, whether openly or behind closed doors. But this is the greatest reason that I have freedom, and so many people may not think about this, but the very first part of freedom was when Jesus was on the cross and God tore that veil covering the Holy of Holies from top to bottom, giving everybody access, so to speak, giving access to God. And when I think about freedom that God has given us, he has built that Holy of Holies in our new creation. And I was telling a friend of ours today about coming to the throne of grace, and so many people have that Old Testament view of what the Psalms say in the beautiful scriptures about coming into his courts with praise and different things like that. And it just came across my mind that, you know, I don't have to approach the throne of grace per se. I'm there in the new creation. I'm right at the throne of grace with God. He lives with me. I have free access and total freedom to come to know him and to grow in him. And that is my my thoughts on freedom.
Well, thanks, Brad. We certainly appreciate that. And I think that's a good point. You know, under the law, when we were in bondage to sin and death, there was no access to God. There was this separation, and that's what the curtain conveyed, that there's no way to get into the Holy of Holies. There's no way to get in there to know him personally, to find out what he's really like. And the cross, when Jesus died, that curtain was torn from top to bottom, and that was an indication that access was now made available. There was nothing standing in the way between you and God. Just boldly walk in, declaring him to be Abba Father, so that you could receive grace and mercy in your time of need. That's freedom. We have the freedom to know God. We have the freedom to grow in our understanding of who he is, and to allow that relationship to mold and shape us in ways that only that particular relationship can do so. That's what ultimate freedom is. It's the freedom to know God, to know him personally. That can be scary, isn't it?
Oh, it can, because we're not accustomed to it. Many of us would, like the statistics you were talking about earlier, many of us would rather be in bondage, would rather be in slavery than to be free, because we don't know what to do with it.
Right.
And even when we do have freedom, it is always being chipped away. That's the nature of sin. Satan is always trying to enslave us. And, you know, when you look at a country like ours, saying that freedom is always in danger is not a political statement. It's just the truth. That's the nature of the beast when you live in a sinful world, is that bondage is just around the corner, based on the choices we make, based on the associations we have and the beliefs we have. But Jesus is always there saying, look, in me you're free. Nobody can take this away from you, ever.
That's exactly right. Well, one of the things, when we go into the presence of God, that's going to open us up to God. Mm-hmm. In other words, we can't be phonies in his presence. I mean, he already knows.
You can try.
That's right. Well, that's one of the scary parts of freedom, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fact that we have to make ourselves known. That we have to take off the mask, that we have to take off those hard shells that we, you know, put on ourselves. We have to take those off. We have to take the mask off and just be ourselves in God's presence. And that is a very, very scary thing. You know, what is he going to feel? What is he going to think about us? What is he going to do to us? But that's where the cross and the resurrection are so vitally important, because when we recognize what Jesus accomplished there, to take away our sins once and for all, and then to make us alive in Christ, that softens our grips on those masks and those shells and that sort of thing, so that we can just lay them down and enjoy this relationship. One of the things that we find out through the cross of Jesus Christ is that God truly does care for us. God is crazy about us. God genuinely loves us, and he chooses to love us regardless of what we've done in life, regardless of what we think and what we continue to think. God is choosing to love us, and that's an amazing thing. And when we realize that, that's when we can truly enjoy the freedom that we have in Christ.
Absolutely. Well, it's Freedom Week here in the USA, and, of course, Freedom Month at Basic Gospel. So we encourage you to pick up that phone and share your freedom experience with us. If you've experienced freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ, well, give us a call right now, 1-800, and share this with those who are listening. 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open right now, friends, and we're on the air live so that you can be a part of the broadcast. Give us a call, 1-800-677-9377. A question from Joe, guys, that kind of plays into what we're talking about. Can a believer overcome temptation? When a believer is tempted, what is the believer to do?
Well, I think the simple answer is to turn and run. And
yes,
that's actually a biblical answer. Mm-hmm. Flee from all unrighteousness. We think that's the coward's way out, but it's the wisest way. You know, when temptation comes, there's always this window of escape, and we have to look for that window and then go through it. And that's what it means to flee temptation. Flesh is flesh. It's always going to behave like flesh. That is a surprise to us. That is a shock to us. We think that when we come to Christ, the flesh is going to conform and become like the Spirit. That's not true. The flesh is always going to desire fleshly things. The flesh is always going to stand in opposition to the Spirit. There's always going to be a conflict there. And so we have to recognize that. We have to recognize the frailty of our flesh and choose accordingly. So when temptation comes, don't try to stand there and overcome it through, you know, your strength and your abilities. Just turn and run. That's the simplest way to handle temptation. It's the most spiritual thing that you can do, and it's actually what the Holy Spirit inside of you is going to compel you to do. Bob, turn and run. Bob, turn and run. And you finally say, Lord, are you telling me to turn and run? Yes, I've been screaming it at you. Finally, it's starting to resonate. So, Bob, turn and run. Oh, okay, I get it, Lord. I'm going to turn and run. And that's how you handle temptation. We want to be able to go back into that den of snakes and be able to withstand every single temptation. That's what we think success in the Christian life is. And that's not what success in the Christian life is. Success in the Christian life is abiding in the resurrected Christ. And when he says through his Spirit, turn and run, that's what we should do. Yeah. That's the response of faith.
Joe, thanks for posing your question by email. And friends, you can do the same if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live. Drop us an email. You can go do that by going to basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Adam listening to us on WMCA today. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm calling because a little while ago you said if anyone had a story to share about having freedom in Jesus, to give you a call. So kind of want to share a quick story with you guys.
Well, thank you.
I was born under an Islamic household, and my parents are still Muslim and devout Muslim. Mother's actually an imam in Egypt and Saudi Arabia. And I just came to know the Lord about a year ago. And under Islam, I can tell you that I was a slave to sin, and I was a slave to hatred. You know, what the Quran teaches you is not what a lot of people think, and I had a lot of hatred in me towards non-Muslims. Once
kind of
I came
a chip.
To know the Lord, sorry?
Is it kind of a chip on the shoulder?
Yep. Yeah. And once I came to know the Lord, all that hatred and discrimination against non-believers or infidels was gone, and Jesus really truly set me free, and I've never felt freer in my life. And even though I'm no longer slave to sin, I mean, I still sin, you know, but I'm no longer a slave to it. You know, my life has changed so much in the past year. Thanks be to God, but it's just, freedom isn't even the beginning of a word that can explain what the Lord can do in your life. I just want to share that with you guys.
Wow. Well, thank you, Adam. Wow. Thank you for amazing. Doing so. A powerful story. How did that go down with your family?
Yeah.
As far as your parents are concerned?
They disowned me. They disowned me. They've tried multiple things, have me in prison. They've tried to buy me out, where they would offer me $100,000 to basically buy me out and leave and denounce Jesus. They've tried fighting. They've tried. They've tried numerous ways. And now it's just to the point where they really don't talk to me. So.
Well, that's one of the costs, isn't it? That we suffer when we respond to the good news of Jesus Christ. The world isn't going to look on that with fondness. They're not going to look on that with kindness. And especially in your situation, and I hate that for you, but I know that you found in Jesus something more precious than what the world could offer. And I'm so encouraged by the fact that you've taken your stand in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you're experiencing true freedom in Him and in Him alone.
Absolutely.
Well, what profits a man that he gains the whole world but loses his soul?
Not a thing. not a thing. And Adam, you know that better than anyone else. And thank you for hopping on with us today to share your story. Let me put you on hold, and we're going to send you a gift just to say thank you.
And Adam, as a one-year-old Christian, welcome to the family.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yeah,
thank you.
You hold on, Adam. Thank you, my friend.
What an encouraging man. You know, you just never know what's going to come through these telephone lines. What an incredible testimony.
Absolutely.
To the faithfulness of God.
There's a movie out there, God's Not Dead, and we've talked about it here on the broadcast before, and that's one of the storylines in that particular movie. Yes. There's a Muslim girl. She's in the family, but she has come to Christ secretly, and a point in time that gets revealed. And her father, just the struggle that he has, because he knows he has to expel her from the family, has to kick her out. And we saw that on the screen, and it's really a moving story. And that's what Adam has experienced in his family. But the love of Christ, there's nothing better than knowing and experiencing the love of Jesus Christ. That is what frees us to genuinely love those people that are around us, our family, in ways that we've never known before. And so our just fondest praise of Adam for taking that stand.
Friends, if you have a testimony of the freedom that you found in the Lord Jesus, we'd love to hear from you in the time we have remaining, and we do have a little time left on the clock and open lines right now at 1-800-677-9377. Again, 800-677-9377. Guys, in the meantime, a question from Frank. Says, I heard a pastor saying that if any Christian is not living according to the Word of God and not fighting to overcome sin, such a person is like a city sewer and deserves to be cut off from the congregation. Why would someone call themselves a pastor and say that kind of thing?
I have no earthly, earthly idea.
can't answer that.
But it sounds like the voice of legalism.
Oh yeah.
You know, the behavior modification, the behavior control. You know, we've got to press in. We've got to hold on tight. We've got to do things to move people in the right direction. If we don't, then they're just going to run amok. They're just going to fall off into wild, crazy living. That's our fear. That's why freedom is so scary. And it's really scary to those who stand in leadership a lot of times within Christian churches. If we don't teach a measure of the law, if we don't hold them to the line, then they're going to go wild and crazy. And what will that say about Jesus? And what will that say about the good news of the gospel? Yeah. So we operate in fear so often, but this gospel message frees us from that fear. But here's why we don't have to be afraid. You know, Gina and I are in the letting go stage of parenthood. Our three kids, our oldest is 21, our youngest is 17, and our one in the middle is 19. Our oldest is already out of the house. Our middle one is about to leave the house. And our youngest, she's already making plans to be a long way away from the house. And there's this fear that rises up inside of me that says, well, will they make the right choice? I'm not there to help guide them along the path. I can't be with them 24/7 to make sure that they're going to do the right thing. But there is somebody else who is there. His name is Jesus. He's come to live inside of each of them in the person of the Holy Spirit. And that's true of all of us who have come to Christ. We're not going out there on our own. We're not trying to make it, trying to figure this freedom thing out by ourselves. we have God's Spirit. And as we talked about yesterday, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So we can count on God's Spirit to equip us to handle the freedom that Christ has set us free to enjoy and experience. That's why freedom shouldn't be scary, because we have Jesus. We're not orphaned. We're not left to figure it out on our own. He's alive, living in us. And as we know him, as he knows us, that's when we can experience freedom from all of those things that we've wanted to escape for so many years. We've wanted to escape the power of sin. We've wanted to escape the power of death. The gospel message does that. But then there's all of these emotional things that we want to free ourselves from: the shame, the guilt, the regret, the bitterness, the, you know, all of those things. How do we let go of that? Well, through faith in Jesus Christ. That's what kicks off all of those covers that we live under for so long. And when we kick them off, it's just the greatest feeling in the world, knowing that it's me and Christ together moving forward in this freedom that we have in him.
Yes, indeed.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer, Bob Davis. My name is Bob Christopher. Thanks for joining us. We're going to go to New York and talk with John listening to us on WMCA. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you, too, guys. You know, I've been hearing a lot of things, these preachers on television, you know, God removing his hand from this country because of what's going on. I mean, is that true?
Well, are you a believer, John?
Yes, I'm a believer.
You live in this country?
Yes, I do.
God is present in this country through you.
Amen. That's right.
He's got his people in this country, and his people are walking by faith in him. Not all. This is just kind of a general statement. But God
right.
is doing an incredible work through the body of Christ in this country. You know, are we seeing that show up in, you know, issues being overturned, like abortion being overturned and you know, this marriage agenda and all of those sort of things? Are we seeing that really affect those issues? Well, not now, but we are seeing people who have committed, who have had abortions, come to know Jesus personally. God
right.
is actively involved in reaching out to people in this country through his body. And as long as his body is here in the United States of America, God is here doing his thing. We can count on that. We can just rest in that to be true. So
I think these preachers should keep their eyes on Jesus.
Well, it seems that's the place to do it. Hey, John, I'm going to be there in New York on July 24th. Would love for you to come out and meet us on that
good.
Particular day at the American Bible Society. All of our New York friends, we would love to see you, to meet you, to shake your hand, and just fellowship together with you in the love and grace of Jesus Christ. All the information on how to join us is on our website at basicgospel.net. Just click the link for the WMCA live event. It's a free event. We would love for you to be there with us. Bob, take it away.
Going to take it away, everybody. As a matter of fact, going to really take it away, because we're just about out of time. So thanks for joining us for this edition. I want to remind you that once again, we are celebrating the freedoms that remain with our country by sharing the freedom that we have in Christ with you. Basic Gospel resources help you communicate the gospel to those around you. And through midnight this Sunday, July 6th, while you have access to these resources at 40% off the regular price. My goodness, 40% off. How are we going to survive? I don't know, but we will somehow. Anyway, take advantage of this, friends. To see everything that's available, visit store.basicgospel.net. When you purchase, be sure to enter coupon code Freedom. Again, freedom, just the simple word. And again, that's at store.basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.